Welcome to the Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. To learn more, visit MythsAndLegendsIndia.com.
The Birth of Garud. Children, do you know why Garud is considered the king of birds and why serpents fear him? The serpents and Garud were the children of Rishi Kashyap. Then why this animosity between them? Listen to this amazing story now. The great Rishi Kashyap was the son of Lord Brahma. He was married to the two daughters of Daksha, Kadru and Vinata. Both these sisters were of great beauty and jealous of each other. Kashyap was exceedingly pleased with both of them and offered to grant each of them a boon. Kadru said, "Bless me with 1,000 sons of incomparable strength and valor." Kashyap said, "Tathastu, so be it." And to Kadru were born the race of serpents, a full 1,000 of them, blessed with great strength. When it was her turn to choose her boon, Vinata said, "Bless me with 2 sons who shall be more powerful in strength, valor and fame than my sister's sons." Kashyap said, "Tathastu, so be it." In due course of time, Vinata laid 2 eggs. She gave them to her maid to keep it safe. They put these 2 eggs in warm containers and guarded them day and night. 500 years passed, but the eggs had not hatched. Vinata grew impatient, for her sister already had 1,000 snakes as her children. She broke open one of her eggs. The embryo in it had the upper part fully developed, but its lower half was still to be formed. The child grew angry at his mother and said, "How could you be so impatient? Due to this act of yours, I am born with deformity, so I curse you to slavery. Do not disturb the other egg. If you wait for another 500 years, he shall be born and will be able to remove your curse." Few days after this incident, the 2 sisters, Kadru and Vinata, got into an argument. Kadru asked her sister, "What is the color of the divine horse, Uchchashravas, that belongs to Indra?" Vinata replied, "It is of a flawless white color, right from its nose to its magnificent tail." Kadru said, "You are wrong. While it is true that his face and his body are of a flawless white color, I think that his tail alone is a shiny black color. Let us have a bet on this topic. If you are right, I shall become your slave. But if I am right, you must become my slave instead." Vinata accepted the bet. She was confident that she would win. Kadru also knew that the horse was white, and so she hatched a plan. She called her sons and said, "I have bet with your aunt that the horse Uchchaishravas possesses a black tail. You must make my words come true. Go and entwine yourself around his tail and give it a black appearance." The snakes did not want to be a part of this deception and denied her command. Kadru became very angry. She said, "How dare you disobey the orders of your mother? There is no use in having children that disobey my commands. I curse that all of you will be destroyed by fire one day." This is the curse that was responsible for many snakes being destroyed in King Janmajaya's snake sacrifice. But that is a story for another day. Okay. So, coming back to our story, after Kadru cursed her children for not obeying her orders, Lord Brahma also agreed and said, "Tathastu, so be it." When Kashyap heard the whole story, he went to his father, Lord Brahma, and pleaded him to mitigate the curse. Lord Brahma said, "Your sons are wicked. Their poison is destroying all creation. If we do not control it now, nothing else can live on the earth. However, not all of them will be destroyed. Those who are virtuous and truthful shall be saved." He also taught Kashyap a mantra to neutralize the poison of the snake. Eventually, the serpents decided to follow their mother's wishes. The most black serpents entwined themselves around the tail of Uchchaishravas. So, when Kadru and Vinita arrived, the tail of the horse was dark. Now, as per the bet, Vinita had to serve Kadru and the serpents as their slave. After a few hundred years, the other egg hatched and Garud emerged, radiant like the sun and Agni. His luster was like that of the fire. Indra then asked Agni, "Tell me, Agni, in this world, who is as bright as you?" Agni replied, "Lord Indra, this is Garud, the son of Kashyap and Vinita. He is destined to be the king of the birds. His father Kashyap had granted a boon to his mother Vinita that he will be very powerful and brave." Knowing this, all the devas started to sing the praises of Garud. They said, "O son of Kashyap, you glow like fire. You have knowledge of the Vedas and are greater than Agni. You are like the fire and nothing is purer than you. So, O mighty Garud, please reduce your brightness so that we can see you normally." Hearing this prayer from the devas, Garud reduced his brightness 1,000 times. Enabling them to see him clearly. Like his mother, he also became the servant of Kadru and her sons. One day, Kadru commanded Garud to take her and her sons to a region in the middle of the oceans on an island known as Ramaniyaka, which would be a suitable habitat for the Nagas. So Garud carried his half-brothers and their mother on his back and started to fly in the sky. As he got closer to the sun, the snakes started to get burnt in its heat. Kadru prayed to Lord Indra to save them. Indra commanded the clouds to cause rain, which revived the snakes. The snakes and their mother reached the island Ramaniaka safely. The island was beautiful, covered with dense forests, filled with trees of every kind. However, the snakes were not satisfied. They said, "Oh Garud, take us to some better place. You must have seen something more beautiful while you were flying, so please take us there." Garud had grown tired of doing slavery for his half-brothers. He turned to his mother Vinata and said,
"Ma, why is that we have to do everything these snakes tell us to? When and how did we become their servants?"
Vinata told him the entire story of the bet she had made with Kadru. Garud then turned to his half-brothers and said,
"I no longer wish to be a servant. How may I save myself and my mother from this sorrow?"
The snakes replied,
"You are aware that only devas can take portion of Amrit, which was received during the churning of the ocean, which is again a story for another day. Okay, which they do not share with anyone, and so they guard it from all their enemies. If you bring us this Amrit, we shall release you and your mother from slavery."
Garud resolved to get Amrit. He asked his mother,
"Ma, how can I obtain the Amrit? I can fly all the way there, but I will need a great amount of food to accomplish this task. Tell me where I might find such food."
Vinata said, "In the middle of the ocean, in a remote place, a great tribe of the Nishadas, a local tribe, stay over there. They have turned evil, and in order to destroy the evil, you can eat them for food. Just take care that you do not, by mistake, consume a Brahman." Garud said,
"Ma, I shall eat the Nishadas. However, how shall I be able to identify a Brahman?"
His mother replied, "You can distinguish a Brahman by the divine luster. Also, if you eat a Brahman by mistake, you can identify him by the way he burns your throat. If such a thing happens, immediately release him. Else, the anger of a Brahman can even destroy the gods." After assuring his mother that he will take care, Garud flew to the land of the Nishadas and ate all of them. Despite eating all the Nishadas, he was still hungry. Garud met his father Kashyap on the way and asked him for some food for his hunger. Kashyap blessed his son and said,
"Along your way, you will see an elephant dragging his elder brother, which is a tortoise. In their previous births, they were two rishis named Supratika and Vibhavasu. They quarrelled over property and cursed each other to be born as an elephant and tortoise respectively. They are still quarrelling in this life. If you eat them, you will no longer be hungry, and they will also be removed from their curse."
Garud did exactly what his father Kashyap told him to do. On his way, he saw a tree and decided to sit on it to take some rest. As soon as he sat on the tree, the branch broke from the tree. Valakya rishis were performing meditation on that branch. When Garud saw the branch falling, he carried the whole branch in his claws. And so he got the name Garud, which means bearer of heavy weight. The Devs saw all their weapons moving in fright. Meteors and comets started to shoot in the sky. Indra was surprised and he asked Brihaspati,
"Lord, what do these ill omens mean? Even when the Asuras were attacking the heaven, such things never happened. What is the cause?"
Brihaspati replied, "The great bird Garud is determined to obtain the Amrit, to free himself and his mother from slavery. He is flying in this direction to attack you all. He is of great energy and of immeasurable strength. If you hope to save Amrit from Garud, you will have to prepare for battle."
Indra then ordered the rest of the Devs to take their positions for the war. He himself stood in front of his army, resolved to stop Garud from his mission. There is a reason why Garud posed such a threat to the king of heaven, Indra. Long ago, when Rishi Kashyap was engaged in a sacrifice, the gods, the Gandharvas, and all the rishis assisted him. Indra was told to find the fuel for the sacrifice. The rishis, known as the Valakhyas, were also asked to bring some fuel. Indra brought a huge mountain full of trees as the fuel. On the way, he saw that the Valakhyas, who were only as large as a thumb, carrying a stalk of the palasa leaf as the fuel. Indra was proud of his power and he made fun of the rishis. So they cursed him, saying, "To Kashyap will be born one who is greater than you. He will be the Indra of all creation." Indra prayed to Lord Brahma, who changed the curse slightly. He said, "The son of Kashyap will be the Indra of birds. He shall be your friend, and thus you shall be protected from his wrath." Our story goes like this. Garud was flying in the sky, facing the Devs. The great battle began. The Devs were harassed by the flying bird's immense strength. He injured them with his claws and beak. Vayu attempted to blow him from the skies by raising a dust storm. Garud countered this thrust with wind generated from his mighty wings. All the Devs were defeated. The Sadhyas and Gandharvas fled to the east. The Rudras and Vasus fled to the south. The Adityas fled to the west. And the Ashwini twins fled to the north, unable to bear the power of Garud. At last, after killing a large number of the warriors, the king of birds, Garud, approached the place where Amrit was. It was surrounded on all sides with great flames that reached up to the sky. Garud made his mouth very large and flew to the ocean. He swallowed the water of the ocean and put out the flames that guarded the Amrit with it. He then assumed a tiny form and approached the vessel containing Amrit. He saw that a wheel with razor-sharp edges was spinning very fast, intentionally kept to destroy all who came near it. With his great speed, Garud passed through the spokes of that wheel. He saw that two great snakes were guarding the vessel beyond.
He generated a great dust storm to blind and eventually killed them with his claws. He broke open the lock that was guarding the Amrit and rose to the skies, carrying the vessel in his claws. When Indra saw that Amrit was being stolen, he released his potent weapon, Vajra, towards Garuda. The weapon was made from the bones of the Rishi Dadichi, whose story you can listen on Gatha Story. To pay respect to the Rishi, Garuda shed exactly one feather and continued his journey. Though he possessed the divine nectar that would have made him immortal, he did not taste it, but as promised, took it to his half-brothers. He met Lord Vishnu on the way. Vishnu granted him a boon in appreciation of his selflessness. Garuda asked Vishnu to grant him a boon that he would be immortal even without drinking Amrit. Vishnu granted him this boon. He then said to the bird, "Garuda, you know that your half-brothers are evil. If they drink Amrit and become immortal, it would harm the entire world. You have only undertaken to bring the nectar to them. You are wise and intelligent, so use some way to prevent them from drinking it." Garuda reached the place where the snakes were, and he set the pot of Amrit before them. He then said to them, "I have brought Amrit to you. As per our agreement, you should release me and my mother from bondage." The snakes said, "So be it," and went towards the vessel containing the Amrit. Garuda said, "As per the scriptures, it is important to take bath before taking potion of the Amrit, else it will not have the desired effect." The snakes listened to his advice and went to the river to purify themselves. Indra, who was waiting for this opportunity, stole the vessel and restored it to its place among the devas. Thus, the evil snakes were prevented from attaining immortality. Since the Amrit pot had been placed on Kusha grass, that grass became sacred. Since Garuda had helped Indra, he desired his friendship. They divided the rule of the world amongst themselves. Garuda got the lordship of birds and other flying creatures, while Indra got the rest. Garuda became the faithful mount of Vishnu. In return, he got the boon that snakes should become his food. Isn't this an interesting story? Please leave your review on gathastory.com. Listen to such amazing stories on gathastory.com.
Thank you for listening to this awesome story from Fairy Tales of India. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi, and soon in many other languages. To learn more, visit mlftpodcast.in.
The story was narrated by Shirali Biju for Fairy Tales of India and has been produced by Gatha Story.